Now we move to First Hall 305. That's where we're broadcasting from today. And I understand, at least for a while, we'll be here. We'll see what happens. I'd like to move right there in our Sim Kuf Pei Dalin. This Shir, unit number 16, is Shir Tazayin, Shinuyim Bevesis. A woman changes her expected time that she gets her period. So we begin in source number one with the Mishnah that we've already seen several times, okay? On Samach Gimel Beis here in Nida, Haisa Limudali Asor Yom Tesvav. Okay, the woman saw on day 15. And we explained that 15 means 15 days after the conclusion of the previous period. So it's really day 22. Okay, the details of which number it is not important, but that's the case. But Haisa Limudali Asor Yom Tesvav. She always saw on the Yom Tesvav on the 15th day, you know, or since the last Nida's period ended, to day 22. Okay, and Vishinsa Leos Oyom Chaf, one particular month, suddenly she saw on day 20, and it was day 27 since the end of the last period. Fine. Zev Zeh Asurin. The following month, after this change, okay, she has to be, she's Asura both on day 15, she saw 15, suddenly 1 month she saw 20, day 20. So the following month, she's Asura both on day 15 and day 20. Again, it's not the, referring to the calendar date, the date of the month, but the date interval since the last, the interval since the last period. Okay, so Zev is Asura. Shinsa Pamayim Liyom Chav. The following month, again, day 20. Okay, so now it's twice day 20. Still Zev is Asurin. She's still Asur on day 15 because that's what she had been established for some time. That was her day, expected verses. Still, she has to be Choshesh for the next month. Okay, that day 20 is going to be a problem. But Shinsa Gimel Pamim Liyom Chav, but if already now, 3 months in a row, she saw day 20, so Hutar Tesvav. Then she no longer has to be Choshesh for Tesvav because we assume that that regularity has been uprooted. Right? That regularity is not true anymore. So 3 times in a row, she didn't see. She always supposed to. She's supposed to have 15. 3 times in a row, she didn't see on day 15. So on day 20, so huta tesvav v'kava la yom chav. And now her yom kavu is yom chav. Good. And the Mishnah says she ain't isha kavas lavesis ad shetikva ena gimel pamim. The only kaveya avesis, a particular day, or in this case, a particular interval as a day of the expected period, if it happens 3 times in a row. And that regularity is not considered to be uprooted until it happens 3 times in a row that she doesn't see on that day that she expected it. Okay? So, just to clarify again, this is, we're not talking about the days of the month, we're talking about this, what we call Vesis La Flogo, the interval days. That's why, by the way, in order to establish a Vesis, you really have to see 4 times. Right? You have to see 4 times. It's the 4 Re'ios. At an interval, because number one was not from that interval, right? So 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. So it's actually 4 Re'os are required to create an interval. Okay, anyway, that's the Vesis HaFlogo. That has to do with the intervening days. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Okay, very straightforward. Again, we've seen this a number of times. Rashi says in source 2, and that Mishnah needed some going base, and I'm attached to my Vesis, that's Sura Kaim Vesis, Shematira. Okay, the concern of, you know, of the expected day of Esther, Shematira. She can't be with her husband because Shematira. Maybe she'll actually will, as she's accustomed to, see Dama that day. We already discussed. And he can't figure, okay, let me be with her quickly and whatever it is in the morning. No, it may happen at any time. So therefore, we're concerned Shematira. Okay? Rashi, I printed in source 3, Rashi from the same daf. It's not on the Mishnah. Okay, Rashi number 3 is earlier on the daf. The Mishnah is towards the bottom of Samuel Gimel and Beis. This Rashi is on the same page. Samuel Gimel and Beis is an earlier Rashi. Earlier in the daf, he says zev zev, meaning kishyagia od chamish asar asura l'shamesh shema tachzor l'vesta. The reason why, if after day 15, seeing it once, she's asura l'shamesh shema tachzor l'vesta. Okay, in other words, if it's, she's we're concerned, maybe she'll go back to the, in other words, the she saw always 15. And now suddenly she saw 20. The following month, when day 15 arrived, she's still Asura, because maybe we think that the change to day 20 was an aberration. It was the Yotzim and Akal. And we don't worry about it. And therefore, Shematach Zalavesa, she'll go back the way things always were. Shegiyom Esim Namitesa. On the other hand, day 20, she has to be Asura, because Shematach Zalavesa, because we're concerned going forward. Maybe she's changed to day 20. Okay, we'll have to come back to understand that point a little bit. Okay, why are we concerned about day 20 if it was an aberration? So what are we worried about it next month? Since when are we worried? Something happened once, a freak thing happened once, and now it's to be cautious. We'll talk about that at the end. But that's the din. Okay? And Rav Papa clarifies in the Gemara on Samach Dara and Aleph, and the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Beis. So Rav Papa explains, She'ena isha kovasa vesa chitigvena, Amar Rav Papa, lo amaran ele mikvah. And Rav Papa clarifies and says that this concern, okay, is only to be koveya versus. Okay, to be koveya versus that you need three times. Ava lemechash, okay, to be to suspect the possibility, then bechadazim lechaisha. We're concerned even after one time about the suspect. We don't say she's koveya versus after one time, but therefore we suspect that maybe she's changing her biology or her anatomy, whatever it is changing. So then we have to be concerned even after one time. Okay, now. Just to clarify a point, all right, and the Rambam Paskin this way in Hilchos Yerubia. I just want to mention the Rashi says what's the nafkamina. So lo amaran there in Talmud Aleph, lo amaran the ein kovas ad shetibana shol shapam elamikba that the heaven daya shaita lo yaker bepachos migimel. Okay, remember, a woman in terms of a woman becoming tamei. Okay, in terms of becoming tamei. So, she becomes tamei once the dam leaves the mukor, even before it came out of the body. We discussed it at the very beginning of the year, right? Okay, even if it doesn't come out of the body, but it's stay in the vaginal canal for a period of time and so on. So we say that a woman who sees dam is tamei. A woman who sees dam is suffek tamei for the previous 24 hours. Right, that's what we said. It was because maybe. And now that she bled, but maybe the dam was in there before, so she suffered tummy for the previous 24 hours, okay? Unless she did a bedika within those 24 hours, in which case she suffered tummy only going back to the bedika. All right, then we discussed that, right? She's tummy la freya going back to the bedika, or she's 24 hours, whichever is, whichever hits first, okay? But the Gemara here says, the Mishnah really here says, that that's only true if ain lo vesis. But yesh lo vesis, then dayashaita. Yesh lo vesis, then dayashaita. We don't have to assume that she was tummy going back to last bedika or going back 24 hours. No, this is the time. So then we say dayashaita. Okay? So that's what Rashi says. Lo amoran, the ain kovas as she gonna show pom elamikva that the heavy dayashaita. The idea being kovaya vesis has its nafkamina, it's for dayashaita. Fine. Avalamechash. Says Rashi, the second Rashi in 5. Avalamechash, bechadazim lechai shilo. Shimrasa biyom tesav pamachas, choshesh, lo tesav abov, velo tishamesh. Not in terms of tumah, but it's not koveya that time in terms of tumah, but koveya in terms of shalot tishamesh. That's how the Rambam Paskin look at 6. Okay, Hilchos Yerubia parakes halacha gimel. Kvar bi'ano shakol isha she'en lo vesas, asur lo shamesh ad shetibdok atzma tkilo. We discussed yesterday. Okay, when Tchilas Yom Veses, he's probably made an ultimate result alone. Fine. That's another Rambam Shita for now. Halacha Dalin. Lefichach Tzrichos Hanoshim Lizor Bevestos Ajeteda Hayom Ashor Shinikbo Bevestos Darka Liros Biyom Esrim. He gives an example of, we just saw day 20. Mishnah's example is 15. He picks 20. Fine. Uva Yom Esrim Elo Rasa. Uvayom Shosha Vesim, and that day 23 came. Urasa, Harayom Esim, Vyom Shosha Vesim, Shnei and Asurim. Again, that's what I told you before, the exact number doesn't matter. The Rambam picks these numbers. The Mishnah picked 15 and 20. The Rambam picks 20 and 23. Okay. Vachayim Rasa Pam Shnei Vyom Chav Kimbal, or Rasa Vyom Chav Adai Shnei and Asurim. Rasa Pam Shlish Vyom Shosha Vesim, or Rasa Vyom Esim, Tir Yom Esim, and Nekar Vesel Yom Shosha Vesim. Okay, good. That's the Rambam. Very straightforward. Right? We've just done it before. Comes along like goes, my mother makes an interesting point, which the Ramah here in our Siman Kuf Pei Daled in Siv Beis takes up. The Rambam, it's Parakas Hilchos Yerubia Halacha Gimel, and it's Os Aleph in our goes, my mother. She'altim be'isha she'ein lo vesis kavua. Okay, a woman doesn't have a vesis kavua. What is her situation? Okay, So she, her situation, and this is quoted in the name of Yitzhak Bar Avram, that's the Ritzva or the Riva, same person, one of the Balei Tosfos. Yitzhak Bar Avram, sometimes referred to as the Ritzva, sometimes the Riva. Okay, but the Riva says that a woman doesn't have a Vesas Kavua, but she always sees within a span of a few days. She always sees, in other words, she her cycle is such, she never had, never was Kaveh Vesas for a particular day or a particular interval. But it's always within a few days. Like she always sees, with you know, between 28 and 32 days or whatever. That's always the case. That's happened more than three times. Never came out one particular day or one particular interval that it was always like that. You know, always the same day. But she sees within a certain span, right? That's what it means. Isha Shemeshana Vesta Ola Haktim Beis Yomim O Gimel. She's earlier two or three days. She's later two or three days. But it's always within that time frame. Okay. So Yifrosh Bizman Hagas Havesas Beis Yom Gimel says the Riva, once that time arrives, she should be parish all those days because she always sees during those few days, right? So Yifrosh Bizman Hagas Havesas Beis Yom Gimel. You know, that's the name of the Riva. So Paskins that goes my minute. So by us here now in Siman Kuf Pei Dalim in Tziv Beis Source 8, the Rama Hagah, okay, says V'chol Zeh Marbe. First of all, first point, we'll come back to that later. Okay, that we're talking here in our whole discussion. Simukuf Peidalad is a vessel that depends upon days and not based on bodily, you know, physical symptoms and so on, which we've discussed a little bit already, but we'll come back to that. All right. But then he writes, Iron Lakaman Simukuf Peites. So first, it says over here we should look ahead at Simukuf Peites. We'll do it in just a moment. And then he says also, this Hagos Maimonides. The Isha Shemeshanes Vesta Lahaktim Beis O Gimel Yomim O La'acher. She changed. She always saw on this day, day 20, whatever. But now, for a number of months in a row, she saw either a couple of days before that or a couple of days after that. Kishemegia Zman Vesta Tzarech Lifrosh Mena Beis O Gimel Yomim Kodem La'acher. Okay? And a quote from this Hagos Maimonides. All right? And it says again, Ayin Lahalad Simukov Peita. So basically, we're talking about a woman who is has no Vesas Kavua. We're not talking about a Vesas. She doesn't have a Vesas Kavua. She never pinpointed one particular day. Again, look at the Hagos Maimonides in Source 7. Ushaltim be'isha she'ein la Vesas Kavua. That's the case. We're talking about a woman who does not have a Vesas Kavua. All right? So there's no Vesas Kavua. However, she does see over the course of a number of days. Okay? A number of days, if we're talking about an interval since the last 3 years. So the Marshal. She always sees between 28 days and 32 days since the last 3 years. Never came out less than 28 days, never came out more than 32 days, right? So it seems that this is called the Vesas She'ena Kavua. This is the range Vesas or the span Vesas, right? That's what we're talking about over here. So she always sees sometime between 28 and 32 days. I'm just giving that as an example, since the last 3 years. So all those days become awesome. That's the point, okay? However, the question is, what does the Ramah mean? Tzarech lifrosh mimena beis o gimel yomim kodem o achrov. What exactly does the Ramah mean by this? All right, so let's look ahead on the next page. It tells us to take a look in Siman Kuf Pei Tes. It's Sif Yud Gimel in Siman Kuf Pei Tes. All right, source 9. All right. Rasa Tesvav Benison. Woman saw on the 15th of Nisan. Okay. Vimshicha Riasa Dalad Yomim. She saw it for 4 days, 15, 16, 17, 18, normal. Then the next month, we yom test Zion B'Iyar. Next month, she began to see on the 16th of Iyar, test Zion B'Iyar Rasa, v'mshicha riyasa gimel yamin. Okay, 16, 17, 18. With Sivan, the following month, hischila liros b'yud Zion bo. She saw it starting on the 17th. Now, three times in a row, yesh omim shechosheshes l'dilug u'levesh shavim. She has seen on day 17 of the month, and here it's talking about the days of the month, but it'll be the same thing. I mean, you know, you'll plug it in to the interval issue. So she saw Lamaisa three times on the 17th. In the first month of Nisan, 17th was the third day of the period. She saw, that's why that's the case, right? She saw on day 15, 16, 17. In ER, it was the second day, 16, 17, 18. And Sivan, it was the third day, 17th, right? Lamaisa, she has seen now on the 17th three times in a row. So therefore, there are those who want to claim that she'll now the following month month of what's next, the Tammuz, she'll have to be chosh on the 17th, because Lamaisa, she saw three times in a row on day 17. It wasn't always the beginning of her period, okay? Nisan was the third day, and the year was the second day, and Sivan was the first day, but it was always 17, always on the 17th. So Yesh Omer Shechoshesha Sodil Gleveser Shomesh, Shil Shalir Oz Gimel Pom Yadzan Achodesh. Yes, we choshesh. That's the turn of the name of the Ramban. That's not what we're talking about right now. We'll come back to that sheet, but that's the Ramban. However, it continues the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban, the Yesh Omer She'ein Kan Vesa Shove Kal. There is no, this is not considered a, you know, a Vesas. The Hochin Tomid Achar Tchilas Ara'iyah. Okay? You always go based on when the period begins. Tchilas Ara'iyah. And therefore, it's true that this woman saw on all, you know, three times around day 17. But it was only once that it was only the third month that day 17 was the kickoff. Like it was the beginning of the Re'iyah. It was the first Re'iyah. And in terms of being Kaveh Versus, and that's what the quotes are. Beis Yosef, in the name of many Rishonim. We'll come back to the other sheet at a different time. But that's V'chein Iker. So says the Ramah. Okay? We always go, when it comes to be Kaveh Versus, we always go based on the beginning. Yes? Comes the Shach over there, it's Sukkot and Lamites, not Narsim, but in Kuf Pei Tes, Sukkot and Lamites, Uchein Iker, he brings a Kasha. Kosma Ramelach, Tafrei Tzav Yomanov, Tema. He refers back to our Ramah here in Kuf Pei Dalad. Okay? Here in Kuf Pei Dalad. Refers back to our Ramah. Because our Ramah, just a second. Yeah. He refers back to our Ramah, and he says the following. Tema. Okay, here we said in our simon that you got to look at the whole range, right? The whole few days, and that's so. Why isn't that the case over here? Right, in the steer, right? That looks like a steer, and there are more. Because by us, the Ramah said, here in Tzum Kuf Ben Arsim, in Kuf Pei Dalad, he says that if she sees, you know, two or three days before, you have to be choshesh for the whole unit, those several days. And yet, in Tzum Kuf Pei Tes, he says, no, you can disregard them. We only look at the beginning. Disregard day 17. Why? Okay, that's the Kash of Shachias. If she sees in a span of a few days, he has to be choshesh all those days. So why did he say that here? Understand the Kash. That's the Kash of the Shach, raises the name of the Adonai Melech. Okay? It's on camera. The nira liyashiv, the leel ain't a tall shetzarch lifosh kol hagimel yamim. Okay, and it says the shach. It doesn't say it here in Simkuf Pei Dalad by us, but in Simkuf Pei Tes he says the shach says again Simkuf Malamit Tes there. It's always ten. He says ain't a tall lomar shetzarch lifosh kol hagimel yamim. The ukein ma'inin shemishtana vesta lekan. Okay, look what the topic is in our simon. Okay, we're talking about the Shinui Vesas. Look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Bayas. It's in Kuf Pei Dalad Tzav Beis. He said, Isha Shemeshana Vestal. What do you mean, Meshana Vesta? Okay, that's the Shach. What do you mean, Meshana Ba'inyan, Meshana Vesalakan? Okay, the Shach says that doesn't fit in. Okay, the according to the Ramah, it's not a matter you have to worry about all the range of days. Okay, there, the case is where she had a certain vessels, and then it changed to two or three days earlier. So you have to be choshesh for the two or three days earlier to which it changed. Okay, and Ella says the shach. Let's read it again carefully. There's the shach over there. It's called Lamites and Kuf Pei Tes. The new guy to Leel ain't it's on a lomar shetzarch lifosh kol gimel yomim. The came by and she's on a vessel again. Ella it's on a lomar the hoyal of vessels the charkach mishtana vessel haftim bezo gimel yomim. She had a versus day 20, whatever it is, and now she started seeing 2 days earlier, 3 days or whatever it is. So us, she chalifrosh gam kara versus kefima shirigila lagdim, right? Whatever it was 2 days early, 3 days early. So the month after that, she has to be parish 2 or 3 days before. Kigon shirigila lagdim gimel yom and she chalifrosh osiyom shirigila lagdim. Okay. Could it cause a karma? How did it cause a little? I don't know, some kufpeitas. That's what he means. Say it's some kufpeitas. It's the same thing. In other words, a woman has a vessel. Now she saw on a different day. She has to be choshesh for both days. That's all the Ramah is saying. Our din. Okay? That's our din. That's our din from our Mishnah. Right? That's the din of the Mishnah, that you have a versus kavua, and then suddenly you change to a different day. It's a month after that. You have to be choshesh, both for the original versus, because you know, that has not yet been uprooted, and you have to be choshesh for the new day. And that's really what he's saying. And that's claims the shaft in some Kufay Tes, is what the Ramon means here in Kufay Dalet. Look at the words. Again, eight. The Ishish Mishan is Vesta. Lahaktim Bezo Gimel Lahaktim. Kishmi Gizan Vesta. Talk me about Shman and Bezo Gimel. Not the whole span yet.
Something he's repeating all these
things. So it sounds like Ramon, okay, you mean why we do that?
Yeah, so you just
different example. That's a good question. Okay, I'm not sure. Well, this is though adds the only what Kufay Tes then adds the only considered the first day, Tchilas Arias. It does change something. Well, I think that's a different question. And it's what the Chavis Das is, which we'll come to in a second. But you look in the Ramah, I will see when it comes to Chavis Das. So you hear that, according to the Shach, it's very simple. Okay, the Shach is saying that according to Ramah, all the Ramah is saying is that not that you have to worry, that you have to be choshesh or the entire range. From 27 to 30, or whatever it was. She saw 2 days earlier, 2 days later. You have to be always kosher for all those days. No, it means whichever day it is, you're right, it's a little repetitious to what Kufay Tes, but that's what he said. That's what it means. I will come on Kufay Tes. He clarifies Kufay Tes, gives a different example. Okay, but the Chiddush in Kufay Tes, it goes by Tchilas Riyah. Fine, but that's the answer to Shach. Okay, and therefore there's nothing new that's being said. There's no steer. Okay, that's the Shach third. The Nod Behuda gives a different teretz. In source 11, the Nod Behuda is in Chuvas Madura Kama Chelik Erodei Simon Memvog. Okay, the Nod Behuda says the other way. The Nod Behuda said no, it does mean the whole span. Okay, the Mizeno is not a perish diva Ramo. Here's what I think the Ramo means in Simon Kuf Peidalat Tif Beis. The Isha Shemeshana Vesel, Haktim Shnaim, Gimel Yom, Ola Acher, before or after, Tarak Lubishman Shnaim, Gimel, nearly Perusho, Shekahu Krias Vesta, Shebetoch Elu Hashnaim, or Shosha Yomim Tire. Okay, that is her Vesis. Her Vesis, most people have Vesis 1 day. She has a Vesis that spans 3 days. The way he first answered. With a goof, Elu Hayomim, Elu Zman Kabua. Within these 3 days, she has no fixed time. Amos Lafon Bezel, Lafon Bezel. Rak al kolponim lo yavru gimel yom halal obeli ra'iya. Okay, but those 3 days, she'll always see is between 8, 28 and 30. Okay, sometimes it's 28, sometimes 29, sometimes 30, but it'll always be, never koveya the same 3 times in a row, but it's always one of those three. So it says in the Behuda, yet v'choshim kain kola gimel yomim heima v'eses, v'tzarach lifosh b'kulam. Okay, so in other words, a woman has a v'eses kavua within the bounds of a certain number of days. Okay, so then she's yichoshish for all those days. That's what the Yehuda claims. All right, all of those days are considered her vessels, and she has to be porish for all of those days. Okay, we'll see that some say maximum three. Okay, now he doesn't exactly explain how we resolve the what it says in Kufay Tes. But Kufay Tes was not really that she was seeing all, you know, a range of days. It's a different type of case. Okay, so it doesn't punch out, you know, that, but, you know, it doesn't deal with the steer per se. Okay, he doesn't say that over here in the Kufay Tes, because that's not his case. His case not that she always saw the same few days. It's a different case. All right, that's how I would say. The Chavis Da, okay, you with me so far? So, a question? Yeah. Question? No?
Could you also, I mean, maybe we already pointed this out, but isn't it relevant the fact that on that in Kufay Tes, she never actually tilas ru'ia on Yud Zayin.
No, so that right. That's
what's in the middle.
Right. That's what Shemar says at the end. Holch and Tamanach at tilas ru'ia. And that's why it's not the same as the Nod Behuda saying it's not the case. He doesn't say it, but it comes out from it. That's why it's not the Kasha. Because it wasn't within the right. Correct. That's right. All right, take a look now at source 12, the Chavis Das. Chavis Das is back in our Siman, Kufay Dalet, the Biurim section, Sukkot and Dalet, back in Kufay Dalet. Okay, he says, Hashach b'simen Kufay Tes, Sukkot and Dalet, says, Hiksha divi arama hadadi. Hashach thinks it's a stir. The Shom Pasuk de lo zina rak bas haskolos are you. The Tirit to Masha Kasav Khan, the Tarak Limos Beis, O Gimel Yamim, and the Shach explained. He just tells the Shach, When he says it means 2 or 3 days, Amor Tzol Lomash Yitzarach Lefosh Kala Gimel Yomim. Rakshir Tzol Lomash Yohar Leveses the Achaka Shinsa Lahachtim Gimel Yomim. So Tzarach Lefosh is Gam Kodom Aveses. Gam also, right? He sticks that word in, but that's what it means. Gam Kodom Aveses or whatever. Hayom Shur Gil Hachtim, etc. He writes Utmuin Bidvar, Utmuin Dvar, maybe this is what you ask. The Hadin Zemeh Furish Bishaz. That's a straightforward Gemara. Right? That's the Gemara in Midah, Daf Samach Gimel. Right, that's okay for the Ramah to say that. But look back at the Ramah in source 8. He quotes this from the Agos Maimony. What about what Agos Maimony? It's a Gemara. Okay, we have to quote the Agos Maimony. Right, that's one of the things Chavis Das is bothered by. Why does the Ramah in our simon here make it seem like this is a chiddush from that from the Rivah in Agos Maimony? No, that's exactly the Mishnah and Gemara. It's not what we started with. Right, she saw. Oh, he saw day 15. Now, suddenly saw day 20. So, following month, the kosher revolt. So, good. The Ramah brings it down. What's it got to do with that? Why do you have to bring in Hagos Maimonides in the name of revolt? That's the Mefurash Adin. Right now, you know, it's always questionable when you have in the Shulchan parentheses. Was that from the words of Ramah? Did Ramah put that in? Did someone else stick that in? You know, in general, there's a lot of problems in the Shulchan Aruch when you see something in parentheses. So sometimes you see something in parentheses and. You know, like Savrashi, is that necessarily even the Ramah always? Usually the Ramah begins with Hagah, right? But sometimes you see the Shulchan Aruch says something, then something with parentheses. It'll be in the Rashi print. Does that mean it's the Ramah? Did someone else put it in? Not always so clear. And second of all, what's with the Ramah? When you have the Mar Mokum at the end, was that from the Ramah's words? Maybe not. Okay, but the Chavis Das assumes that it is. So he says, the Had Din Zeh, Mevor B'Simon Kuf Peita, and I'm sorry, yeah, it's a din of force rishas. Vorbis from Kuf Pei Tes, and it's brought down elsewhere. Below Haya Lola Haran Lichtov Zeh B'Shem Agos Maimony. So that's one question of Chavis Das here. Then he says, "Gam Ishtamitze Dibe Harayvid." He refers to arriving in Bala Nefesh. We actually had this Rayvid. Where do we have it? Anyway, Ravid also implies that you have to keep all 3 days, not like the Shach says. Ba'al Nefesh, the Ravid, he says, "B'nei Shu Rova, Mitzvot Shu Roshan, Es Vesna, Vez Gul Yomim, Pa'am Merchekes, Pa'am Merkreves, Yichoz Lul Komo, Kem Shekein, Ein Roi Lahaksi, Koyim Me'a Vesas, B'tafel, T'vele T'chilis Ha Vesas, Kishem Yomim, Shekein At B'zoch, okay, anyway, he has a Ravid also. I think we came across once. We'll come back to that Ravid. But anyway, U'mavur Midvarav Lahedya, Shetzuchel Lefosh Kola Gimel Yomim, Delo Kashach. Okay. And this other rive in the Baal Nefesh that we definitely saw, right? Remember the woman who saw Rosh Chodesh, and then the fifth of Rosh Chodesh, we had that, right? So he says that also. He goes, that rive, Tom Borish, Mavur Baal Nefesh, the Chazoy Rosh Chodesh, the Chaf Hei, the Yarcha, and then Rosh Chodesh again. Even the third time was in the Yemei Nida. She's Koveya Vesis of Rosh Chodesh. Remember, could be Koveya B'Sokhi Mei Nida B'Sokhi Mei Ziva. We discussed that. Okay. Anyway. So now let's continue. Im Kane. All right, so that's the Chavis Das doesn't like the Shach's read because he thinks that all that means is there are more, like you say, is repeating a din that we already had, actually. We have it elsewhere. Okay, and it's nothing to do with our ghost by minutes. Im Kane, Im Mishan is Vesel Hakta Mikigon. Shahela Vesel Begimel Yacha. Ve'ato Higdima Rosa Gimel Poma Bezel Yacha. Uba Gimel Yacha. Ve'choz of Rosa Gimel Poma Reish Yacha. Uba Bezel Yacha. Uba Gimel Yacha. So he says, Okay, so the Chavis Das claims, he disagrees with the Shach. He disagrees with the Shach and says that you have to be choshev all 3 days, you know, because you establish the kriyas, that's really from the Gemara. So he says if a woman saw on Rosh Chodesh 3 times, and then she saw on the first and the second 3 times. And then she saw on the first, second, third 3 times. That's the chosh for all 3 days. He says a little differently. His angle is that you do have to be choshish for all the sort of the range days. But that range has to be 3 times. It has to be 3 times that she saw in that range. That's what the Chavis Das says. Okay? In other words, again, he says, Kigon, Shai Lavesis Begimel Yarcha. Now suddenly she saw 3 times, both on the second and the third. Okay, and then she saw again 3 times on Rosh Chodesh, the second and the third. So then you have to be choshish for all three, because the earlier days was never uprooted. She always saw on day 3. She always saw on the third of the month. Suddenly now she saw it three times around the second and the third. The third was never uprooted. All you did was add the second. Right? The second now has been nikvah three times. Now three times she saw days one, two, and three. Again, two and three were never uprooted. Now you just added one. So then you have to be closer to the whole range. Okay? Or machar tzvesa, or if the other way around, you know, three, four, five, or whatever. Kamsha kavu b'reish yachah, v'chakah v'asa b'ez v'am b'ez v'yachah. D'lo nekar v'es v'reish yachah d'ayin. D'ayin v'es nekar gimel p'amim. P'am gimel rosa b'reish yachah, ubi b'ez v'yachah, d'az niklu shnei v'estas. Okay, and so on. P'am shlishis rosa b'reish yachah, b'ez v'yachah, gimel yachah, then she all three. M'shum hachi choshesus l'shoshta. Okay? In other words, a woman who had this kovea v'esa on the third of the month, and she saw three times a day. You know, on day two and three, and then she saw three times on day one, two, and three. So then she takes we parish all 3 days, okay? Because she would never uprooted the first vessels. So it's not like the Nodi Behuda that she always that it's random sometimes. Day 29, 8, 29, that far doesn't go. But he says you can't conceive a case which should be also all 3 days. He just spelled out that's the case that he says over here. Okay, that's the Chavis Das. All right. So then she has to be chosen for all 3 days. It's not really like the Nodi Behuda. Then he quotes the Nodi Behuda. Bnei Rabba, Nodi Behuda, Pirish Dibra Rav, and so on and so forth. And he says that you have to be chosen for all of them. But he says, we'll come out from that a fantastic Chumra. Okay? Look at about seven lines at the end of the page. Umikoach zeh himtzi din chodesh. B'yishesh shevuchsuk she'enu aspekas liros shivin akim. Kol shivin shivin etzel kibetzis kabur. Let's say a woman is trying to count the seven shivin akim. In the middle, she sees Dom again. It's start over again. So now that whole span now, now that happened a couple months in a row, that whole span now is going to be Usser? That whole the whole span, because she sees days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 12, and now the whole thing's going to be, you know, going on 12, let's say 11, before the Shivan came up. Now, and that happened a couple times. So in Kane, call us, Tumu and Dvarav. In Kane, Ain La Kevish, Asiyom, Chai Gavin, Tzvichas, Shri Yadeh, Benedah, call us Asiyom. Okay, the Mali al Zayin or Chaf Yomim. What's the difference? Whether it's 3 days, 7 days, 20 days, ain't a das sovos there. Okay, so the Nodi Behuda, the Chavis Das feels Nodi Behuda is very difficult because it comes from him. You'll end up having this chumra that in certain women there'll be a you want to be cautious for this tremendous range of time. What's the limit? He says Mali Zayin, Mali Chaf, it can have a tremendous 20 days, which is because that's part of her pattern. So he rejects that idea. Ain't a das sovos there. All right. Now, Yesh Omrim, that even though the Yehuda doesn't go that far, that's what some of the more contemporary Svarim say, okay, the Shevet HaLevi, and they said, even according to the Yehuda, maximum number of range days is three. Some say seven, but even according to the Yehuda, it won't go 20 days, okay? The maximum is three. Okay? So, yeah, so that's the Chavis Das. All right, and he thinks what he wrote naturally is correct. All right, so everyone made that. So the different sheet is as to what exactly Ramon means here in our simple Kuf Pei Dalet, Chosheshes for the days. The simplest reading is the Shach. All right, let's go back to our Ramon here in our simple Kuf Pei Dalet. Right, he says, Isha Shemeshan is Vesla, Atim Bezel Gimel Yom, Olacher, Kim Shagir is Unrest, and Sarah Klippel is Men of Bezel Gom Yom, Kodim Olacher. According to Shach, all it means is, you're chosesh also for the whatever day it is, 2 days before, 3 days before, whatever it was, okay, you're chosesh, or 2 days or 3 days after, whatever day it was, so you're chosesh for that day on top of the, whatever the vesikavu was up until this point. That's the shach. And the question, you know, so how do you fit it into the, what's got to do with how it goes, my minute? But that's the shach. The Yehuda has this idea that it's a range. So you're chosesh for all the days, because she always sees never less than 28, never more than 30, whatever the numbers are. So she always sees within this range. So now that when that range arrives, you have to be choshesh. And then the Chavis Das says that that's only if there's a the first days weren't uprooted and you had three times in a row, you know, establish a second day, then a third day. That's the 2 or 3 days. That's how the Chavis Das says it. All right. So you look at the other Achronim. Okay, discuss this the Piskei Tshuva here in our Simon. It's Sukkot Ches. He quotes in the Behuda, and he doesn't think he doesn't like the Rias and so much. He finds the Chavis Das is Taina, you know that. Those are the Kasha and the Behuda of a different Gemara, which we're not going to go into now. So he quotes in the Behuda, he finds it difficult. What I like to look at is the Sidrei Tarim, okay, who actually does say more or less like the Behuda. Sidrei Tarim, our Simon, Kuf Pei Dalet Sukkot Dalet 14. Okay. he quotes this this Hagos Maimonides. The Ma'ari on the second line, Be'isha she'eshav es kavu, she'en ro'a pochos min yud dalad yom v'achat tefila, avala achi yud dalad yom v'en la keva. She'oz ad yud dalad yom v'dina kisha she'eshav es. He says a very interesting thing. So the Tara says, if a woman never sees, okay, she never sees until 14 days, until at least 14 days, it's the end of going by since the tefila. Okay? So, that, but after that, after 14 days, she might see, but it's not consistent. It's not consistent. But never less than 14. It never happened to her less than 14 days. So he says, okay, again, see that? Let's look at his words. The second line of the Siddur Torah, the source 14. The Ma'ariv Isha Sheisha Vesas Kavur She'ena Roa Pachas Min Yud Dalad Yom Achar Tvila Avala Achar Yud Dalad Ein Lo Kevin She'oh, isn't that the case? Ad Yud Dalad Yom Dina Ki Isha Sheisha Vesas. She can be treated, says the Siddur Torah, as an Isha that has a Vesas in terms of not needing Medikas and everything else up until 14 days because she never sees it. So up until day 14, she won't need any bedikah with Tasha because she never sees it at that slot. Okay, then she's continuing she's reversing. To the Mevorah comments in Kufay Vav. Avala achar yudalad yamin. Oz asura kol osan ayamish adarko liros bahen. Kigon. In palm and darko liros b'chav zayin, in palm b'chav tes, in palm b'chav tes. Oz asura kol osan ayamin. The keva, the esha keva, she ad osan yamin lo tira. Havalan osan yamin, she chakach kova, she osan yamin v'aray tira. Okay, you hear what he says? In other words, he's saying that the Siddur Torah is saying that the woman started, it's like on the Yehuda, really, it comes out like on the Yehuda, right? But his point is that up until this, that those days arrived, then she's treated like a woman, she ate vessels, and now she doesn't have any fixed things, so all 3 days become her vessels, okay? However, he says, Ach beloshon rabo yevshel farish came. Then came my bays o gimel yom kodem o'achav the kamar. The chori yeshomer demar v'isha shohela v'esed kavod. So achshav imishana v'esed l'kadem o'achav. Again, the Novi Yehuda's pshat doesn't fit in that well with the words of the rabo. Because rabo, again, we asked that question. The talk about everyone is mishana v'esta. Mishana v'esta means, you know, this example is not mishana v'esta. If you, the way you just said is correct, this whole 3 day slot is called her v'esta. So what was mishana? Right, there's not Mishana Vesta, all 3 days of the slot. Okay, so he said it doesn't really fit in with the language of the Ramoa. He writes at the end, Lachena Mechuber, nearly 5 lines on the bottom. Al Pima Shekosa arrived with Sefer Balei Nefesh. Okay, Zel Shon Shu Roba Motsim and Rosh Lashana Zesin Yomi Ovaim and Shoshi Yomi, Pomar Chikas, Pomar Kivas, the Kamish Adabra Motsi. It's very normal for a woman to see always within 2 or 3 days of the same, you know, sometimes it's day 30, sometimes day 31, sometimes day 29. You know, she always sees. Anyway, the Siddur Torah comes out more or less like the Yehuda, but he always mentions three. So now I just want to emphasize that point that I made for this story. Hear the Siddur Torah? It comes back to Nelvi Huda, even though it doesn't exactly fit the words of Ramah. But okay, so why three? I don't have a good answer. I don't know why three. Why does it always say 3 days? So I would say there comes a point. I'm not sure why three, but there comes a point where you can say that that's not. Now, if she sees day 28, then she sees day 34, then she sees day 29. Is that what they would call that kavua? It's hard to call that kavua. But within 3 days, a shorter time, again, I don't know why three and not two, but within a shorter time frame, she sees 28, 30, 29, 29, 28, 30. You know, it's within the same, maybe that's why three is kind of the number, yeah.
It would be a little more sense to do like, you know, five or four, like the days
that she normally bleeds. But the language here is, and I don't know if, you know, if we say that, but his language here is, it is what he's saying, but it maybe it's different in those days. Look at 4 lines to the bottom. That's quoting the Rabbi. 4 lines to the bottom 14. It's exactly what he's saying. So rov hamotzi bein hanoshim l'shanas vestim yom v'yomayim u'shloshi yomim. Maybe now it's more. You know, but he said it's very common. He's telling him it's very common. It's always within 3 days. You're saying five because that's how long she technically bleeds for. I mean, it depends on a woman, actually, but I'm not sure. And I'm not sure. But you see what he says. And that's why it's three. It's because that's the normal thing she sees. We want 2-3 days. So that should, those days are always going to be one covered. I don't know. Okay.
Isn't that, I mean, if you assume, like,
this
would be for her, that would be like a big knock to me. Like, how often do you have to find this road when how women are bleeding?
Right. Okay. That's what really, not that's the talk. He's quoting the Ravid, but yeah. Right. It's the same for the Ravid. Is what we say to the Shtano Atvaim and things like that today. I don't know. But that is what he says. Okay. The last thing I wanted to mention on this point, is from the Rebbe's Ebeshitz. Okay. The place here in Kuf Pevavs, we've got in Gimel, not in our Simon. He says, Ki rov hanoshim, afilu she'enam vesigavu l'yom v'on v'chedez, he makes the point that even though a woman does not have a fixed vessel, but she does have a limited time. She does, not random, that 1 month she sees on day 3, another month on day 31, another month on day 16. It's not random. Okay, there is some zman mugbal. Derech Moshel, ad choftes yom, lamed, ein regil eros, v'om elu ve'elach, ein kvios and kvios, Gemura, because Pamim Machim, Pamim Machim, but it's within those days. So he says, Kvar Kosu Aposkim, the Ad Yom Ahu, he bechal Yeshavas, the Ancient Medica. Uyoma Eloh, Shahinavoch, Alavad, he begetter Ain Lavases, Uvizu, Kul Amanogim, Livdo. Okay? Ain Lok, Omega Divisho, Horah, Horah. In other words, he's saying the Placey, okay? The Placey is saying, that even if a woman doesn't have a vessel's kavua, if she sees within a certain range of days, so up until those days arrive, she doesn't need a bedika. But once those days arrive, she should do a bedika. Okay, now, and it's according to the Noda Behuda, he says you have to be purish. Okay, you have to be purish during those span days. Okay, and he only requires a bedika. So that's the difference. He seems to accept the Noda Behuda's idea, but not go as far as the Noda Behuda. They have to be purish. Okay, maybe it depends what investors are actually are bonnet. Maybe we can make that case. Okay, but anyway, Lemaisa, the Rove are makel in this. Okay, and okay. The Rove, I think most of the poskim are makel. Okay. But maybe she should do a bedikah before tashmish. That's what someone suggests. Okay. Okay. I think again the modern sarm says she should do it during this range time, an external bedikah. She have to do a thorough bedikah with some sort of external bedikah. You have to look in the about it shulchan, see how they come out on this. Okay. All right. That's what I'm saying about that point. Now let's go weiter. Okay. And with the shulchan goes further. All right, and talks about a ketana. So the Taurus Habayis, source 16. Everyone clear on what we did till now? Okay with it? The different sheet? The range. Okay. Yeah, good. It was here. All right. So now let's look at the next thing. In 16, in the Bias. So
Rabbi does recommend doing bedikos. Rabbi does recommend doing bedikos.
I think that that's it's a decent chumrah. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's wider. They're all by Makel. Most people are Makel. Okay, most people are Makel. So,
how do they establish when those dates are? I mean, you do it 3 times, but then danger.
I think that's what he said. You need 3 times. That was the Chavis Das. So I think. I don't think so. Again, I have to look. You have to look. Double check. Take a look at the Shemir Levi and the Baruch Shulchan Aruch and the regular this form. Okay, in the source 16, the Bayis Hakotzer, Bayis Zion Shar Gimel, Bayis Hakotzer. He said the very beginning. He says a few different dinim. So the second line, Kol Isha Ben Sheisha Ves Ben Shavu Ben Shavu Ves Shavu, Ena Asura Bala Dvar Torah. Again, we know this, right? He's saying this is the very beginning of the Bayis HaKotzer in Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel. Right? Midoraisa, the only usher until she sees Dam or she has Argosha, and then to the Bayis HaChitzen, Shinemar Damia Bivsorafon, and so on. Chachamim Osi Sagla Dover. Masura kol osa ona she amu limuda lirosbo. The Chacham said no, she's even usher in Tashmish anyway. The whole ona that she's accustomed to seeing in Bain Sheish Veskavu, Bain Lein Veskavu, and so on. But Bamed Dvar Mamurim Bigdolo. That's only an adult. Avuktana Shlogila Mein Neurim. Okay, a girl who's under the age of 12. Okay, Twish Yudbei Shana Yom Echad. Even if she's physically mature, or okay, or if she may be over 12 but didn't mature physically, so then you don't have to worry about it at all. Okay, so rules the Torah Sabbais in the Rashba. So again, according to the Rashba, again, you're not Asa Doraisa, okay, but until you have see Daman have Argosha. Chacham said she's a surah even in the time she's expected to get a period. But that's true. But Agdola, Akhtana is not yet 12 or didn't yet develop the physical simonim, then I have to worry about a vestige in a kavua. So Beis Yosef explains why this is so. Okay, take a look at the next page, source 17. The Beis Yosef here in Aaron 7. Beis Yosef, Kuf Pei Dalet. It says, because of Rashba, the Medra, Umbri Gdola, Akhtana, Shogila, Meinurim, Alevi, Simonim, and Sigrun, Sol, Vesta, Kozman, Shalom, Kavata, Vishol, Shabbat. V'tar sabai so shar gimel fan, batam mevur shuvnei she muhzekes be'ena ruya liros. When he says a katana, okay, this girl is muhzekes be'ena ruya liros. When mishmahachi chashvina riosa this time mikra ad she tuchzak b'sholosh pavim. Okay, in other words, says the Beis Yosef. That the reason the girl is not really of age to see dam, so it's considered a mikra, just happenstance, you know, an aberration, until it happens three times. Okay, until it happens three times. Until then, it's considered an aberration. So, just a second. That's the Beis Yosef. All right, so it's considered a mikra unless you saw three times on that same day, three times in a row. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules over here. It's Siv Gimel by us. We're moving along now. Siv Kuf Pei Dalet. Siv Gimel. V'medra Amor V'gdola. V'tana Shalom Yila Meinur. V'loi V'yis Simonim. Ein Tzar Klippers Tamo L'Vesta. Chosman Shalom Kavata Gimel Pong. V'odin L'Zakena Shem Nistalku Dome. We'll come back to the two. Woman after menopause. Okay. It doesn't bleed anymore. It doesn't menstruate anymore. So that's also the same. We'll come back to that. All right. So again, this is not so much no girl. We're not married to women who are so young anymore as once were. Anyway, the Taz over there in Sukkot and Hay 19, the Taz says, well, look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Lo higili mehanu orim, vilo hevias simonim. Okay, that's what it says. So the Taz points out that there are really two aspects or definitions of a katana. Okay, and he says, "Zeu pirush haShemar about b'ktana." It's called trei gavni ktana yesh. Two definitions of ktana. It's important. Taz is halacha. So kuf pei dal here by us. Siv katan hey. Ha'achas lo igil imeinurim. One is she didn't reach the age. Okay, the old yesh similar katanos v'ashal v'yis simonim. She didn't physically mature. Okay, and then afopi she igil imeinurim ktana. You know, it may not be the regular simonim, it's just body hair, that's okay. But anyway, the Taz says there are two aspects of katnas. Right, katana is a girl who either didn't reach the age of 12, or she doesn't have simonim. You need both. But by the way, bottom line is you need a big doll, you need both. Okay? You need both. So the shaf, that's what the shaf adds in Sukkot and Yud. Okay? First of all, he just tells us, what is Yimeinurim? Shalogia Lemeinurim, Hani Yud Bei Shon Yomechon. Okay. But Yudalev, Loivia Vav Mechalekasi. Okay. Really, the Vav can mean and. You can read that Ramah and say, that Mechaber mean in 18, and say, Shalogia Lemeinurim, Vilo Hibia Simonim. Right? But it's really, this is not a Vav of an and. It was a Vav Mechalekas. Vav Mechalekasi, Klomar, O Lo Hibia Simonim. Okay, one or the other. Okay, that's the, you don't need both. Okay? Yeah, straight? Good. What I just want to speak about now, what we're going to finish up, is just to understand something that Rav Soloveitchik said. Okay, and we'll continue from here with the private tomorrow. But I want to explain the following. You know, there's really two questions. First of all, on this whole Indian, why is seeing once? Let's say go back to the original Mishnah, which the Shach says that I must talk about also. She always saw a day 15, 15, 15, 15. Now suddenly 1 month, she saw a day 20. Okay? Why should you have to worry about day 20 the following month? I mean, it was an aberration, right? Because for the last 10 years, she saw 15, now suddenly she saw 20. Whatever your numbers are, it doesn't matter. Okay? What's Mehekatesi, why would you have to be Purish the following month? Okay? In other words, two times in a row. A Chazaka is three times. So until three times, you should disregard that day altogether. Right? Why do we? Should be choshes for 15. That's her normal day of her vessels. So this one particular month, something happened, so on day 20. Okay, shkana. But next month, be choshes for 15. That's her vessels. What was last month? Oh, an aberration. Something happened. You know, so you're on a call. And forget about day 20. Why do we have to? Why suddenly do you have to worry about both? Right? That's the underlying question here. Why do you have to worry about both? Okay. And, that's really one question. And the second question is, if you're going to be choshesh already, and now it happens a second time, why is it uprooted by only one? And if I saw day 20 twice in a row, I never got to the third time. But maybe I should need two to undo two. Right? We talked about that once, right? But why do we need two to undo two? Why don't we? Because we're about to be choshesh already. So say, okay, be choshesh for 15, and still, be choshesh for 20, and now I'm choshesh again for 20. Now 1 month, 20 didn't happen. Yeah, but it only didn't happen once. It already happened twice that she did see her again appear on day 20. Right? She did see Dom on day 20. So why suddenly now do we say it's up one time uproots it? So it's really two kashas, okay? That's what he says, okay? In other words, so the Rav said as follows. When a woman has a vesis kavua, what does it mean? The vesis kavua means that there is a halachic concern that when this day is a chashash lahalacha, when this day arrives next month, she's going to get her period. Right? That's what it means. That's a vesis kavua. There is a chashash lahalacha that she's going to see b'shas vesta. Okay? And therefore, in order to uproot that, to get rid of that, you need three times in a row that doesn't happen. Right? But that, what's underlying the Vesis Kavua, when there's 15, okay, we have to worry about 15 because that is, there's a chashash that she's going to see Dama that day. Okay? And therefore, you're going to uproot three times. Right? There's a chazaka. All right? And in order to uproot the chazaka, you have to have a new chazaka. But by Vesis She'ein Kavua, right, she never saw before on day 20. Now suddenly sees on day 20. So, There's no chazaka, and what the Rav says, not even a chashash next month that she's going to see on day 20. Now, how could Taisa create a chashash? Why would there be a chashash? She never before saw on day 20. The last 5 years, she didn't see on day 20. Now, suddenly, 1 month, she said, okay, so why are we choshesh the following month? Yeah, the question? Right, so how could Taisa, there's no chazaka. So he said, there itake is no chashash. Okay, there's no chashash. Certainly no chazaka, and not even a chashash. Okay? Just that it's an aberration. What is there? So he said, basically, there is a gzeres hakosav. There's a gzeres hakosav that when a woman sees dam, that a reis nida creates what the Torah calls eis nidasa. Okay? A reis nida creates that this is eis nidasa. So any reis that she sees, bimei nidusa, is considered a reis nida. Okay, even though it's not a Vesas, it's not Koveya Vesas, it's not Kavua, but it is, does label it as Eis Nidasa. Okay, so the following month, there's Xeris HaKosav that you can't be with her during Eis Nidasa. That title or that halos of Eis Nidasa can happen after one. It's true, there's no Chazokas you're going to see down. There may not even be a Chashash. But that is called Eis Nidasa. That is a Vesas. Not a Vesas Kavua, it is a Vesas. Now you put that together with Vizartem and Eis, as many from Tumasam, Mikan, the Rabbanan say that you have to be Parish Mishal Samuch Levesta, right, when the Vesas arrives, look that way. So that is a Vesas. So therefore, the following month, you do have to be choshesh. Not choshesh, not that you might see, but it's all exeris hakasa. This is eis nidasa. So the following month, in eis nidasa, you have to be parsher. Okay? So you're parsher. Okay? And there's going to be an issur to have tashrish. Okay? And that's why, also, you follow what I was saying? If I'm presenting it correctly, if I understood it correctly. Okay? In other words, the re'iyah on this day, on day 20, is the exeris hakasa. This is called a re'iyah, and it's also a shamish, okay, based on the din of prisha samach v'mesa. It is a vesis. It's not a vesis kavur, because I had that three times, but it is some sort of a vesis. And if you put that together with these items, based on the tumah, so now you have an iser on day 20. But because it was never established as a vesis kavur, and it's not even a chashash, therefore, if one time it doesn't happen, it's uprooted and finished. In the following month, it didn't happen in 20, so now it's no longer Eis Nidasa. And the month after that, you don't have to worry about day 20. And to take it a step further, okay, again, Kalatar Kula, there's no Chashash based on something happening once. There's no Chashash here based on happening once. It's Exeris HaKasim. All right, Exeris HaKasim. Now, the thing is, you know, even if she saw it twice in her on day 20, the second time is Lo Milav Lo Morid. She has to be Purish on the third month, on day 20, because of what happened the second month. If the second Re'iyah on day 20 doesn't change anything, it's not a Chazakah, and it already is an Eis Nidasa, the way the Rebbe is explaining it. So the second time didn't add anything to it, halachically. So therefore, the reason she has to, on the third month, stay away from be Purish on day 20, and to be Purish on day 20, is because of what happened a second, not because it happened 2 months ago. I don't care what happened 2 months ago. Okay, I don't have to care what happened last month. Right? That this was Nikba's Eis Nidasa. Okay? And therefore you have to be parish. So therefore, that's why one cancellation is enough. Okay, you don't need two cancellations because two doesn't contribute anything. You know, three times where it contributes makes it a chazaka, but one doesn't. I mean, but two doesn't. Three times makes it now a chazaka. But two times doesn't change anything. So that's why it can be uprooted. So the Rebbe answered both questions. The question was, why after one time do we care at all? The answer is Exeris HaKasim. Okay? And that time is called Eis Nida. It's called a Vesis, not Kavua, but it's a Vesis. And therefore, some of the Vesis have to be Porish. Fine. The second question is, if it happened twice in a row, why is it not uprooted? Why don't you need two times to uproot it? Two times of not seeing? Because the two didn't change anything. The second re on day 20 didn't add anything. It's like it was 1B. Okay, we saw it again on this day the first time. So one undoes it. And that's what I'm explaining. The only question left is, so why are we not choshesh by ketana? The Rebbe answered against himself. What about the case of the ketana? Because after, what did the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef said, why are we... Batam Mavur, look back in the Beis Yosef in 17. In our siman kupidah, the tam of ur shumit neishim muzekes be'ena ruuya liros, okay, and therefore shuhachik hashinu resem mikra. That's all that happens there. We're not choshesh; she's going to see it was an aberration. Yeah, but the Rebbe said, according to what I said, it's not a matter of being choshesh anyway. There's a kosov, right? In other words, you hear the kasha. The way the Beis Yosef presented it, the reason we're not worried by ketana is because we don't have to be choshesh; she's going to see it was just a strange. But according to what the Rebbe is saying, it's not a matter of being choshesh. It's a matter of labeling it Eis Nidasa. And so if she saw on that day, why isn't that called Eis Nidasa enough to make him be Purish? Again, we're talking about a man who's married to a ketana, but whatever it is, Eis Nidasa is okay, right? So you hear the kasha. In other words, why not, if the Rebbe is saying is right, is it after one time, seeing on day 20, it's not that there's a chashash next month that she's going to be, no, make it tasty, don't make a chashash, yeah.
You said that
ketana
is not called an isha,
like isha ben nidasa. Well, that's interesting. Okay, I don't know. You have to find somebody to say that, though. That makes such a, you know, but it's interesting thought. What the Rav said is, enochanami, even by ketana, it's eis nidasa. But what did he say before? Eis Nidos is not enough to us. There's a custom that's Eis Nidos. But now, to put that together with Vizartem, as well as with Tuwasam, okay, then he has to be Porish. Says the Rav, that, the Vizartem, that's based on Chashash Shematira. Right? The Xeris HaKosav of Vizartem, the Isser, or the Mitzri Porish, the Isser to be together, that's based on a Chashash Shematira. Right? The status isn't. The halacha, the concomitant requirement or requirement to stay away, that is based on a Chashash Shematira. That's how the Rav got it. It's a little shver, I think. Okay, because but that thing gets out of it. In other words, the Vizartem, namely Prisha Samach Vesas, that's based on Shematira. Okay, and that Rambam, we've seen that Rambam many times, right? In Parak Dalad, you know, Hilchos Yisur Bia, Alaf Yud Beis, right? The Chacham said Vizartem that you had a Cheskes Tara, now the Cheskes Tara, you know, is weakened and so on. So the suffix Shematira. So by Gedola, you talk about having Chashash Shematira. Okay, even by Vesh and a Kavua, once you've labeled this Eis Nidasa, the Chashash Shematira, there is a Chashash Shematira again. That's not what generates the thing, but it's still there for the Isser. So therefore, there's a Chiyav Prisha. By Ketana, okay, the Ketana, there may well be a Chalosh Shem Vesas, or Vesh and a Kavua, that is done by Aria, but the requirement of Prisha Samovisa, that doesn't exist. Okay. I want to say what you're saying. Why shouldn't we say that? And you could say that by Ketana, once the Vizartan is applied, it could be uproot the whole, it's like you're saying uproot the whole idea, right? Uproot the whole, Chazoka, what's not a Chazoka? Chalos Shem. Why don't you say the whole, you could say, right, but there's no Chalos Shem, Eis Vesas. That's what you're saying. Not necessarily based on the word Isha, but by Bakhtana, there's no, this exists, of course, no Chalos Shem of Eis Vesas, so to speak. No Chalos Shem of Vesas. You could say that. But anyway, that's how the Rav said it. Okay? So, yeah, with me?
Yeah.
Good. So, well, I guess we'll stop over here. A few of the details I want to fill in. So what's today? It's Tuesday. Okay, so we're if it's okay, we'll learn more. Maybe we'll do Thursday's a little bit partial. Does that make sense? So tomorrow we'll learn everything again. We'll finish this unit. Okay? Today, what is today? Tuesday. So tomorrow we'll finish. Okay? Very good.